Well, TEDx Boulder is returning on June 1st for its 9th year. F. Rodriguez is one of the organizers. He says the theme this year is within and without.
So yeah, we've given that to the speakers and they've run it through their own life's filter. And what we've got are 14 to 15 amazing speakers. I think it's 15 now.
But we have one speaker here with us, and we'll talk to Stacey in just a sec, but give our listeners a sense of who they can expect, because I know you have quite a broad range of folks, some well-known, some not so. I suppose maybe the most well-known is Joe Nagus, the congressman-elect from Boulder.
Yeah, we went, we brought out the big guns for this one. So we've got a congressman, we've got like literally a movie star. You can see him in the new Spider-Man film. We've got scientists, we've got professors, we've got stand-up comedians. It's the gamut, absolutely.
And we have Stacey Putka, who is going to be one of the speakers. And Stacey, you're the program director at Defy Ventures Colorado. Give our listeners a sense of what that is, because I know your background is really around addiction and substance abuse.
Mm-hmm. So Defy Colorado is an organization that provides entrepreneurial education and character development training to people with criminal histories, which means we go into prison every week and provide the entrepreneurial education and character development courses with staff facilitated classes. We bring in volunteers, and we also have big events within the prisons. I was just telling F earlier about one that we're hosting this week. So it's more about community and transformation, using vulnerability and entrepreneurship as tools for transformational change.
Now, I know you personally have a background in substance abuse therapy, mm-hmm. having worked as a therapist. I would imagine there's some kind of crossover, because I know so many people who are in prisons have some type of addiction issue.
Absolutely. There's a lot of people that we work with that have substance abuse in their past, as well as having struggled with mental illness. And a lot of the character development content that we provide is really similar to the cognitive behavioral therapy that I was conducting prior to moving into this career. And it's really incredible to see a group of people who choose to take that on and who willingly say, I have stuff going on that I need to work on. And I think most humans probably have that, right? But we're very afraid to admit that. And the group of people that we work with are so committed to personal transformation and change that even if I frame things in a therapeutic manner, as I would have in my career prior to this, they absolutely love it and are even more excited and interested in ways that they can transform their lives.
Why is this a demographic that you really wanted to work with, given that so many people really have written off people who are in prison or jail as having, you've made a mistake, you've made the ultimate mistake that has cost you your freedom, so why should we pay extra attention to you or spend resources on you? This is a demographic that you're actively seeking out to help, though. Why?
95% of people who are currently incarcerated will be released into our communities. Just because they're isolated from the community right now doesn't mean that they're not part of our community. So it's really important to us to continue to have them be part of the community. And a lot of that came out of Boulder. Brad Feld and Jason Mendelson at the Foundry Group were responsible for bringing Defy Colorado to Colorado and have rallied a lot of support from the Boulder community. And it's about creating a bridge between communities in prison and communities out here. I personally grew up with a father who had recovered from addiction and remained sober for my entire life. And while he was using, he also did a lot of illegal things. He just never was caught for them and never incarcerated for them. So he was the absolute world's best father. He was a small business owner. He was very successful. And I saw the transformation in him that he was able to create and live out because of his community. And so I believe and I see my father and all of the people that we work with and know that they have the ability to transform as well.
We've talked often, and I know you're very well aware of the inequities that we have in our criminal justice system, yeah. and that there are many communities who are overly represented because those communities are often overly policed. And you mentioned that your father did a lot of things that were illegal, but he just didn't get caught. And there are a lot of people, though, who do get caught and who then end up in the prison. I mean, do you see those inequities playing out in the groups that you work with specifically in your work?
Absolutely. And that's actually how my talk, I think, really ties in with the theme of within and without. what is it like to be born within the circles of privilege, that a lot of us see factors that contribute to people being successful, and what is it like to be born outside of those circles of privilege, and how does those inequities that you're mentioning impact people who are criminally involved and who are involved in the criminal justice system? And we definitely see those in the people that we work with.
I know a big part of the criminal justice reform movement is really taking a look at what happens to people when they're released, which I know is a big part of what you've said, about 95% of people will be released at some point, yeah. But then they're facing massive hurdles, the same socioeconomic issues that they dealt with before they went in,
yes,
potentially the same addiction issues, but then even more hurdles insofar as the barriers to employment when you get out and when you have a record, and mm-hmm. the barriers to even engage civically in different ways. So how does the work that you do help maybe overcome some of those barriers?
So we have two major ways that we work with people who've graduated from our program. One is we have a program called Pathways to Reentry. So we help remove barriers to reentry, a lot of the ones that you mentioned. We connect them with networks of second chance employers, people who are willing to still interview someone even though they have a felony conviction on their record. We work to help them find housing, because finding housing with a felony conviction is nearly impossible. And we also work to help them find really high quality mental health, substance use treatment, and physical health care.
That's Stacey Putka, Program Director at Defy Ventures Colorado. One of those will be presenting at the upcoming TEDx Boulder. It happens June 1st at Chautauqua. We also heard from F. Rodriguez of TEDx. You can find out more at TEDxBoulder.com.